Because if that's true, that you found that important. Look, let's do this.
Hey, sports fans. Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Be clean, then get the messaging right. Get the communications right. It's a critical part of this. The Cubs understood it. The Cubs did the same thing. They knew they had to break from a history of awful. Mm-hmm. And the Bears have to recognize that their history, for the most part, is awful.
So again, the company you're keeping by the numbers of playoff appearances in the last 20 years, you don't want to be in that
right.
company.
So I'm with you on this, and I will support them in this, saying, you know, here is an opportunity to start clean. Then don't screw up the messaging by snapping back to all the crappy things, all the silly things, and the pandering that's gone on at previous press conferences.
I worry about them, though, not being able to avoid that. Not the new guy, but them. I just worry about them. I mean, I don't know how much they'll be part of it. Maybe just an intro. That'd be great. Here he is. We love him. Here he is. That would suffice for me, because I don't want to hear it, and I hope I don't hear it from him. But I don't think we will. Doesn't sound like that guy. Sounds like a sharper guy than that. But I hope we don't.
What's new and next, and more importantly,
not what's
different.
Old and bad.
What's
different? I don't care.
This is a real chance here. This right now is your chance. This guy, the idea of the unknown, and tomorrow's presentation. Set your agenda. Set your tone. So far, George has been pretty good. I don't want to hear from George tomorrow, and I don't want to hear from Ted tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It's this guy.
Just have somebody say, here's Ryan Pace.
Right. If Ted wants to walk out and say, ladies and gentlemen, the man now in charge of all football operations of the Chicago Bears, welcome general manager Ryan Pace.
That's fine.
That's it.
That's it.
Bye. No Ernie Accorsi. Nothing about just get him out there.
I don't want to hear about the search. I don't want to hear
anything.
You
know that's not going to happen, though.
I don't know. I haven't heard yet.
It's not going to happen. Someone's going to sit there and be like, you know, we went through this process, and, you know, this is what we came through, and this is what we liked. And, you know, they're going to talk. They have to. They always ruin it. It's going to get ruined.
Well,
like, they can't simply just say, here, please welcome the new guy in charge.
That's what they should do.
Right, but they're not going to.
Well, I'm gonna find out what the plan is for who's.
Yeah, talk to your guys.
Tomorrow,
if you can put that in there and be like, hey.
Oh, I always do. I'm all over him. Every time I talk to I always say, you know what? Don't screw. But you know they don't.
No, they should do. They really should allow Brandon Marshall some time to talk too, to give him. So I'd love to hear his thoughts on it.
Waiver on falsified documents.
Right. As long as someone's typing the entire time under the microphone, we'll be good to go.
And Rick Tellinger's asking about the Cubs.
I think we need a sounder for Tanny to play every time he says, oh, no, it's not our show tomorrow. Rats. For every time you hear the word process. Yeah. But I think process is going to be a big one tomorrow.
I hope
you do?
Not. I don't
want
to hear process.
Yep.
But this is a really, really good chance to break away from a lot of stuff you've done wrong with weirdos and stupidity and hearkening back to something that nobody wants to hear about. Talk about this team. When you answer questions, and they're going to bait you. You're going to get dumb questions. You're going to be baited about some of this stuff. Virginia and all that. Virginia played her role. She was pissed off, and now you got a guy.
But Sincere is, by the way, a little bit like the 69 Cubs.
It really is.
They didn't win. They never made the damn playoffs. They never made the damn playoffs.
At least the 69 Cubs were decent for a year.
Yeah. But then they didn't play Paul Popovich and they lost.
Yeah, but it's true.
There's four Hall of Famers.
Right. Was it five now? No, it's four.
It's four.
But
it's four.
They keep adding Hall of Famers. They'll put Beckert and Kessinger in there too.
But, I mean, I don't know how many people are still stuck in the 60s. I am in some ways. Not sports. Not sports. So I don't want to hear it, and I hope he doesn't pander. Don't pander to the people who will be there asking those questions. Don't do that. And I don't remember.
Yeah, pull a Mark McGuire. I'm not here to talk about the past.
That's right.
Have this guy out here as representing something new and different. Hell, you just
get all this other nonsense, this noise.
You purged everybody for a reason. And the reason is to break from what's been bad. Not to sort of reinforce all this stuff, right. All of this sepia-toned garbage.
It seems so easy, doesn't it? It seems so damn easy. This is a path easy. Here it is. Take it. And don't do this. And if somebody asks you, maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. Because your vision should be for now. And if you can do that and explain that, and maybe you won't get hit by stupid questions. Chances are you probably will. But, I don't want to hear it from him for sure, and I don't think we will. There's just nothing at this point in time that's worth it. Nothing about that past is worth it.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You're listening to The Score.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new GM. Saints Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Pace. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Kyle Shanahan got Chizinski. What's Chizinski? Well, Rob Chizinski got fired after just 1 year on the job as a head coach in Cleveland. And that appears to be what happened to the offensive coordinator son of Mike Shanahan. 1 year on the job and gone. But why is he gone? Well, apparently Jimmy Haslam, who drafted him, called down for the press box and wanted certain plays run. Then, at some point, he wanted Johnny Manziel in the game. And while Kyle Shanahan fought the good fight for Brian Hoyer and anybody else to run an offense that Manziel wasn't ready to run, at the end of the day, owners own. Meaning, they laid out the risk, they laid out the money, they want to play Manziel, you better play him. Otherwise, you too might get Chizinski. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show has pointed you in the right direction, north that is, for 30 years. And the tradition continues January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort St. Charles. The All Canada Show offers Canada's best fishing and hunting with the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. The first 50 to book their Canadian adventure each day receive a $50 gift card. The All Canada Show, January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort. Log on to allcanada.com for tickets, seminar schedule, and more. You could win a Canadian adventure of a lifetime.
The All Canada Show.
The Improv Comedy Club in Schaumburg presents Tom Cotter from the finals of America's Got Talent and The Tonight Show this Friday through Sunday. For tickets, visit improv.com. Coming soon to The Improv, the very funny D. Ray Davis, January 16th through the 18th, Rodman from Last Comic Standing, Pablo Francisco, and Bobby Lee. Don't miss Whitney Cummings and Marlon Wayans at improv.com. That's Tom Cotter, the top human finalist. You can check it all out at improv.com.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With One Week Fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Zero, zero, zero.
Don't miss the Business of Sports Report every Wednesday morning and afternoon. And if you want to listen to the Business of Sports Report, log on to 670thescore.com to hear it as a podcast. Comcast Business, your business depends on internet. Get internet your business can depend on. Comcast Business, built for business.
sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812. Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
The all-new Chicago Muskie Show is the newest and most innovative Muskie Show ever. Join us January 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, for all the hottest Muskie products under one tent in our all-new 2015 Product Showcase. Our seminars feature the best local Muskie professionals teaching you the latest tactics, new electronic technology, boat rigging, and don't forget the huge casting demo tank. We're taking fishing shows to a whole new level. Come be part of it.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Boris and Bernstein, Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. It is 522, and for we still get...
Yes.
A response to a hire like this that still seems... There's some Bears reflex that kicks in.
Oh, boy.
Where I'm noticing via text and Twitter, et cetera, and email, that there are so many people who feel that it has to be wrong because the Bears did it.
Right. I understand.
And I know get people that. Think, yeah. But they're allowed to be right. They're allowed to have gotten it right. And I'm not saying they always deserve the benefit of the doubt, but when you make the moves you made... You fire Phil Emery, you fire Mark Trestman, and then you act relatively swiftly to hire an expensive consultant and conduct these interviews, and you make your choice. And by all accounts, from most people, the reports on him as a worker, as a guy, as a listener, as somebody who is able to manage people, who is dedicated to his craft, I'm not hearing anything but really good stuff. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be any good. All I can do is pass along what I hear. The other thing... And just know this, Phil Emery was in charge of the football operation. This guy is in charge of the football operation.
Yeah, nobody, and be sure of it, understand this, nobody messed with Phil Emery. That was his. Just like it's Ryan Pace's right now. That was his. Nobody's messing around with him. Nobody from the family. No McCaskey. No Ted Phillips. Nobody was messing around with him. What you saw was his.
And I don't know why people struggle to believe that.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can make a bad hire. And the Bears, most of those guys are bad hire. But really, Trestman was the guy that really doomed Emery. That hire, the contract, a lot of other things aside from the drafts. You know, when you make huge mistakes, you should be held accountable. Hopefully Ryan Pace won't make those mistakes within the first couple of years of his stewardship. Maybe he won't.
Right. Phil Emery didn't fail because he lacked power.
No, he did not. He failed because he lacked judgment.
Like in hiring a coach.
Correct. That's a killer. You see what this has done? Where this leaves you? All you invested? All you wanted out of this? And what do you have?
Well, you end up with a day like this, where you've got a team that's spending an awful lot of money.
Trying to get it right.
And the problem is you've already spent so much money that Phil Emery has spent a ton of McCaskey money on bad players and bad coaches. Yeah. And I think the stuff they heard from Ryan Pace involved, how the hell do we turn this around?
Yep.
And I don't think he oversold his timing on this. Then again, if you're just joining us, here's what I'm told about how things went. And the Chris Ballard interview was really good. They like Chris Ballard. They know how good he is. And they understand that he could sign elsewhere and do a really good job. That his concerns were much more related to organizational structure. Now, I haven't been told exactly what that means. It might be the scouting side. I don't know. I don't know where he wanted a power that the current role doesn't have, because the current role has power over all the football.
Power over all of it, yeah.
All of it. I don't know exactly for what he was asking, what his concerns were, but what impressed the Bears was the fact that Ryan Pace was all about the actual building of a winner. That's what he's concerned with. He's not some power hungry guy looking to iron fistedly rule an entire organization. He just outside of support from anybody above him when it comes to making some of these decisions. Hell, Phil Emery had support. My God, Phil Emery's signing Cutler and signing Marshall and extending these contracts and the organization said, Phil, do whatever you want. There was that trust there, as there is for this guy. I just think they were impressed with what he said about his plan to get them back to contention.
Yeah, and the thing is, look, this is a guy. The teams that were looking for this particular position to fill, he probably was on the list. I mean, it's not like, well, where'd this come from? You know, I mean, when you hire a consultant to bring you the right people, what happens in the interview, who knows? But you hire Ernie Accorsi to bring you the candidates, both coaching and general managing, leading the team. And that's what he did. That's what he did. So you can't say, well, it's another McCaskey. Well, no, it's really not. It's a guy who impressed him. It's a guy that would be on a lot of people's lists.
It is.
Yes.
It has
been. Well, not anymore.
Well, but he's still on the list. They just crossed his name off. John in Shorewood, you're on the score.
Hey, I'm excited. I like the, if nothing else, I like the speed at which the Bears moved. You know, Dan, I'm kind of holding on to your angle about the message. And I typically like Theo Epstein comparisons. Because he is top notch. But the thing about Theo is that when he came to the Cubs, what he dealt with in Boston had to be very similar. I mean, there had to be a lot of junk he had to sift through. I don't know if the terminology is right, but they had a lot of folklore. They had to curse themselves and all this other crap. Mm-hmm. So he had overcome that and dealt with that. So there was no way someone as polished as him was going to step into that press conference and talk that type of crap. How does someone who hasn't really experienced that, how does someone avoid that type of stuff? Is there someone, I mean, you guys have insiders, is there someone kind of setting the path for these guys that, hey, you know, the message has to be clear. We need to distance ourselves from the pandering, the talk about things, the Bears history, the making sure teams know they've had a football game,
John,
that kind of stuff.
Here's the answer to that. There are people who know exactly that, and there are people who advise that way, but ultimately sometimes people don't listen. That absolutely. Somebody said, you know, make sure it's in your best interest to avoid saying this, and people say it anyway.
Sure.
As a team, they just haven't been good at staying on message. There are teams that are. There are teams that are very good. But you're right that to compare this guy or anybody to Theo and the way he runs the operation, how carefully he knows exactly what he's going to say before he answers a question. He's already anticipated all the questions, and he knows what the responses are going to be. The Bears are bad at it. They always have been. That's why I've got I always think the worst.
Have a sense of dread about tomorrow? Or...
yeah, I kind of do.
Okay. Right. I don't particularly have one. We'll see.
You don't.
I don't get that. I do not have that itchy, twitchy feeling about this one. Not the hire itself, but just in how it's introduced. I don't have that. I may have that tomorrow around 11:15.
All right, so you're saying it is certainly possible that you have
whoa,
it.
Whoa, I absolutely, I would not rule it out. I just don't feel it. Sometimes
right.
I do. I get the feeling, oh, here we go again, dude, with another bad. But no, I don't think this, I could be wrong, but I don't think this will be a bad rollout. I know the Bears aren't sure what a good one is.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah,
sometimes it starts out great and then it takes a bad turn because the general rule in public relations, the higher ranking the person, the shorter amount, the lesser time they talk. That's a great way, just a rule of thumb at these press conferences.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn. One low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Ryan Pace is the new GM of the Bears after spending the last 2 years as player personnel director for the Saints. He spent 14 years in the Saints organization overall. Some people are happy about the hire. Not everybody is. Greg Gabriel, Score contributor today, said that Pace probably blew the Bears away in his interview.
It can be if you're well prepared and if you really answer the questions that are going to be asked the way they want to have them answered, then yeah, you're going to blow them away, both personality wise and as far as knowing and understanding football and how to put together a good team.
As for the head coaching job, Todd Bowles interviewing this afternoon. Bears All Access, by the way, is at 6 on the Score tonight. Corey Crawford will start in goal for the Blackhawks tonight. They will play against the Wild in Minnesota. The White Sox have officially announced the signing of utility player Emilio Bonifacio. They have designated Jordan Danks for assignment. The Cubs officially announced a 5-year agreement with WGN-TV. That means 45 games will air on that station this season. They've also reached a naming rights deal for the new spring training stadium in Mesa. It's going to be known as Sloan Park. Blackhawks coverage on the Score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Chris Ranji on the home for Bears fans and the number one station for breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the Improv Comedy Club in Schaumburg. For tickets, visit improv.com. Discussing what tomorrow's press conference might bring us in the way of entertainment and pure joy, or perhaps...
I think there's going to be some angst and suffering. But just because I have been around the team long enough to know they can even make the right decision, but getting the messaging right is just something they've been bad at.
Okay,
Chris and Tindley Park, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I got a question for you real quick. I completely agree with you guys about Phil Emery making all of his own mistakes, all of his own decisions, and... my question becomes, and I'm going to let you guys discuss this, whether or not you think Ryan Pace should have a decision in the head coaching hiring and that they should not go out and hire Todd Bowles right away, given the fact that he should have some say in the head coach that they do hire.
Well, he was in the interview.
Yeah, he was there.
He's there today.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was in the room interviewing Todd Bowles.
Oh, wow. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, in fact, Bowles, apparently, per reports, was waiting after his scheduled interview time in the lobby, and then the Bears had to come down and explain that
Hold on a second.
This is starting late, but you've got potentially a new boss, and now you will be interviewing with our new general manager. That's exactly what happened. So, yeah, that makes me happy, too, to know that they didn't say, well, we can't lose this coach, we're going to hire him and then tell him who his boss is.
Yeah, I think it's very important that he is in on this, and maybe he'll have somebody else. I mean, or to listen to people, you don't want to let Todd Bowles out of the building.
Yeah, but I think, is there like a full ground stop at O'Hare right now because of the weather? At least there was. Maybe you get lucky there, too. You get the old lady dying in Atlanta, then you get the weather.
Dying in Atlanta.
Well, what is she, 99?
Something like that, yeah.
WNA.
Arthur Blank is hardly a kid.
That's the thing.
I mean, Arthur Blank is
70s, right?
Yeah, he's vapor. I mean,
he himself,
my guy,
on the American dust farting team.
Yeah, you know, and here's something too, and maybe it's just me, but a little creepy, methinks.
Who?
Arthur Blank.
Yeah, Arthur Blank has something like,
he
has like this rakish, it's the pencil thin mustache for me. There's always something there that looks like,
you know, like
W. Clement Stone.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to, seriously? I mean, you want to keep that and look like that look, but that's not working because
like
the rest of you
Disney,
is.
It just, it's it, a, it, there's that look is always something that's not quite trustworthy.
No,
it's
troubling and it's creepy. And I guess if that's you're certainly welcome to do that, but it just, I know maybe it's not as creepy as hugging Chris Christie.
Ugh, don't even go
maybe
there.
Not, maybe it's not that, but he's still creepy.
So here's what I want tomorrow. I say, Bernstein, what do you want for it? I think this is very simple. And I think that somebody properly managing public relations would understand this. There's no reinvention here. You've already had your owner and president press conference talking about Ernie Accorsi and talking about what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Your action now has spoken.
Loud and clear.
So, and you've had this issue before. Going back through Jerry Angelo and Phil Emery, these rambling press conferences, right?
Yeah, they were awful.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right? We like the fact they talk, but they're just too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
So, if at all, if George or Ted is going to say anything, it is a literally an introduction, and then you leave the podium.
Yeah, this was an easy choice for us. I want you to meet the next...
We couldn't be more excited. Yeah, and then avoid the pandering and let Pace talk about himself, what he's going to do, how he sees everything, what he's looking for in a coach, but nothing about all this. I don't want to hear Butkus or history or Ditka or 85 or Papa Bear or anything else. Don't focus on that because you've got a chance to redefine. You've got a chance to draw that good line. This is a chance to win the optics. Something the Bears are awful at.
Yeah,
they're just this
and
is.
I as a consultant, as a professional consultant myself.
Yes, you are.
I would say to them, stop drawing on things that are 30 years ago. That's bad. But when you're going 50 years ago, that's awful. That's really awful. What it is an invitation to say, well, what's lately suck. So don't give people this, you know, some, well, you know, this or that. Don't do that.
In Frankfurt, forget it. We find Ray. He's on the score.
Hello.
Yes.
You there?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys, I realize this new GM, he's kind of a young guy. He's new to this situation.
Not just kind of a young guy. He's the youngest general manager in the NFL.
Right. So as far as coming up with a head coach, I got this gut feeling like that's just me, that he's possibly going to go to his people and look for somebody like a more experienced head coach.
Why do you say this? Is based on what information?
I'm just saying, like, he is a young GM, like you said. And he doesn't want to babysit a defense coordinator that's going to be head coach. Like, I'm not saying, Todd Bowles. You know,
he's not babysitting anybody. Todd Bowles is 51.
What's that?
Todd Bowles is 51.
51. He's a veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator is a head coach. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I just want your take on it. It doesn't really matter.
I don't have a take.
You weren't really asking.
I don't have a take.
Todd Bowles is 51. I'm babysitting Todd Bowles. How old do you think Todd Bowles is?
If you are, then don't hire him.
Right? Todd Bowles is 14 years older than he is.
You're babysitting. Going to a school meeting.
All right, fine. In Bradley, Greg, you're on the score.
Bad idea.
Hey guys, who's the guy that from KC that interviewed that, you know, didn't get it?
Ballard.
Chris Ballard.
Yes, he went in there and he said that they needed to do structure the organization, And they probably didn't want to hear that. They want to do it their own way. They've been doing it. I'm sick of seeing Ted Phillips' signature on my season tickets. And let me ask you that.
Wait, whoa. You're tired of seeing his signature on your season tickets?
Well, I'm just tired of him. They need to get him out of the football operation.
He's not in the football operation.
Well, he's in there, interviewing with these guys.
But he's not in the football operation.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this, and I don't know the answer to this, but maybe you guys can help me. But how many teams have really been bad like the Bears?
Three.
And turned a team into good teams with the same ownership. You know what I'm saying?
All right, this is just to get rid of the McCaskey's call. Is all it is, and they're not selling the team anytime
it
soon.
It gets worse the later in the day. It gets. Speak to Rod about this.
Yes, Ted Phillips is involved in this hire, but part of the reason they brought in Ernie Accorsi was to help them through all of the interviews with what they didn't know and help them with context, help them solicit other opinions, help them drive the interviews. And this guy is in charge, just as Phil Emery was in charge. The best reason for publicly moving Ted Phillips to a different job title, and really nothing would change, was simply because of this perception that continues. And again, the Bears did think about doing that and would continue to think about doing something like that. But the primary reason is not because of any meddling. It's because of perception. And the issue is simply perception. Ted Phillips is not talking players. He has nothing to do with what goes on in the practice field. He's never on the practice field.
He's not in the war room?
I'm told he wouldn't even, if some of the players even walked in his office, he would have trouble distinguishing some of them. He's that uninvolved with the football side.
I believe that, yeah. I know that. He's not involved in it at all.
I know, but there still is this assumption that he is.
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, the easy thing is the fallback is always to blame them for this, or blame Ted Phillips because he doesn't know anything, or George McCaskey doesn't understand football. Look, they work from a list. They got a list from a guy who knows what he's doing. You got one of the prime candidates, a guy that's around the NFL. There would be agreement about him as a guy you might want running your team. They liked him. They hired him. It's not that they think they're football geniuses. They're not making that step. He runs it all, just as Phil Emery did. Nobody interfered with Phil Emery. I think probably now they wish they would have.
Somebody should have.
Phil.
Well, they did. Essentially, they did by firing him.
Yes. Well, yeah. But they're not. They don't want to. They don't want to do that. I mean, and this was done as professionally as anybody else who's conducting the search. No, I can't guarantee about the press conference, although I don't get that, as I said. Ugh. But, I mean, it's done exactly the same way they're all doing it.
Roscoe Village, Josh, you are on the score.
Hey, guys. You guys ever see Draft Day with Kevin Costner?
No.
No.
And I'm not interested.
Okay. Well, for your user or your listeners who have seen it, there's a scene where Kevin Costner is duping the new young GM of Jacksonville into giving him a first round pick for 3 second-rounders, and the Jacksonville guy panics. That could be what happens here with Ryan Pace. His first draft, he might panic, and he's going to get duped by some GM.
Oh, Josh, for the love of God,
Josh, it's a movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not a great
movie. Nobody thought it was a
great movie. I agree. It's not a great movie, but it's kind of interesting, no?
No, it's really not at all interesting.
All right. Sorry, guys. Have fun.
Have a great day.
And a blessed life.
And live your best life.
I do. I want to bless everybody.
I know you do.
Them. And I want to spread water on your head.
What? You do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. What does that do when you anoint them?
Makes them better callers.
John and Rosemont, you're on WSCR.
Not working, by the way.
Hey, guys. Assuming that Todd Bowles is still in the building at Helitone, they've locked all the doors, what would it take to not let him leave the building as far as contract money? Do you think they're prepared?
Oh, there's not a money issue.
Is that what that is?
There's no money
issue. I'm not saying the Bears are cheap. What is the going market to make sure that he doesn't walk out the building and look for a better deal in Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't know what he wants.
I don't either. I have no idea what he wants.
I have no idea what he's looking for. I have no idea how important money is to him or how important fit is to him. Some guys want the job that they think is the best job and just want a competitive wage. Other guys are going to try to squeeze every last dollar because they had gambling debts. I don't know.
I probably, if I were him, I mean, I understand that maybe there's some charm to the Bears. Maybe he likes Ryan Pace. Maybe they had an instant connection. But I would certainly, if I'm a football coach, I would take a look at Atlanta. I would say, you know what? I got one side of the ball pretty good, and I'm a defensive guy. That's what I'm here for. I mean, I would like to succeed in my first job as a coach. I'm 51 years old. I'm not going to get a whole hell of a lot better. I want to succeed. I want to succeed right away. I want to keep this job. I like this job. I want to keep this thing going. I mean, there's so many things to consider before you start worrying about money, because the going rate's going to be the going rate.
This text from the Sultan of Guilt says, did you guys see that movie Backdraft? I think that's what's going to happen here. Boris Bernstein, Bears All Access, coming up at the top of the hour on The Score.
The Bears have hired a new GM. Saints Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Pace. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Listen to the press conference live tomorrow at 11 a.m. during the Spiegel and Manley Show, presented by Hyundai.
Hey guys, Chris Tannehill from the Boris and Bernstein Show here for DraftKings.com. Well, it's sure to be another high-scoring weekend of fantasy football at DraftKings.com, with some of the league's top quarterbacks set to square off in the divisional round. Will Manning, Rodgers, or perhaps another quarterback lead your team to victory this weekend at DraftKings.com? Well, you may have noticed that everyone has been talking about daily fantasy football this year. For many of you, you've lost your season-long league. Maybe you lost your title by less than a point, or maybe you were just out of it by October. Either way, your season may be over, but it doesn't have to be, because there's still plenty of excitement every week at DraftKings.com, because DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site, where you could win enormous cash prizes every time you play. All season, I've been telling you guys about how much fun daily fantasy football on DraftKings has been for me and so many of my guys here at The Score, but many of you have also asked me about the money. Well, this guy Dave from Boston, he won $1 million in just one day playing daily fantasy football with DraftKings. Then there's Matt from Florida, Ray from New Jersey. They've got a few extra digits in their bank account thanks to DraftKings.com. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire nearly every week this season. People ask me if they can still play daily fantasy football with the regular season being over. The answer is yes, of course you can, because the football action continues throughout the playoffs at DraftKings.com. Some great matchups this weekend if you're a football fan, but why not try and win some cash on top of watching these great games? And it's not just football. DraftKings has some great money-making contests in other sports too, like hockey, college, and pro hoops. I've been all in on fantasy hoops this season. Plenty of great matchups tonight around the association. Going to fire up my DraftKings app and take advantage of some of those. I just told you about the big winners on DraftKings.com, and now it's your turn to win huge cash. Just head to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at suburbantire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada.
Canada show has pointed you in the right direction, north that is, for 30 years. And the tradition continues January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort St. Charles. The All Canada show offers Canada's best fishing and hunting with the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. The first 50 to book their Canadian adventure each day receive a $50 gift card. The All Canada show, January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort. Log on to allcanada.com for tickets, seminar schedule, and more. You could win a Canadian adventure of a lifetime.
The All Canada show.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage your policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, it's Tom Thayer inviting you to a Schneider Truck Driver hiring event on January 10th in my hometown, Joliet. Schneider recruiters will be at the Clarion Inn and Convention Center in Joliet January 10th from 10 to 2. And I'll be there from noon to 2 for autographs, photos, and talking football. See Schneider's Ride of Pride military tribute truck and enter a prize drawing for CDL holders. For details on this event and Schneider's careers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
We're going to close up here. A few thank yous because at the top of the hour, a live Bears All Access with our guy Zach Zaman and Big Tom Thayer. We'll go over all this that we've been talking about. So let's get the hell out of their way.
Thanks to Zach Zaman, Matt Miller, Greg Gabriel, Brad Biggs, and Hub Arkish.
A nice assortment, wasn't it?
Yep.
Love
very good.
Football people. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
I said from the beginning there would be dust on that highway.
None of that tomorrow either.
God, no, I don't. I hope not. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Waddy. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Well, I'm sorry. I got a little hoarse here.
The horse will be there, actually. The horse is coming. Because the team needs to be stable.
I always watch one more tape after it's happened to make sure that I had all the ducks aligned.
Widow! And our interns. Oh, man. Tommy Guns. And I'm telling you, this kid is going to be something. Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing,
texting.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. We'll have complete reaction, everything that's going on after the Bears presser at 11. Good luck. I don't get any bad feelings yet.
We got to clean overnight.
It up. Yeah, maybe overnight it'll change. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it again tomorrow because it's going to be a spectacular day on Boards and Burns. Have a great night. Bears All Access, Zach and Big Tom coming your way.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new GM. Saints Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Pace. Do not tune out. He'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great holiday season with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry.
Grandma's making it.
Okay.
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Want to win a spot in the World Series of Poker's main event at Las Vegas? You want to help kids with cancer and leukemia? Then register now for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship, benefiting the one-step programs of Children's Oncology Services. It's Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior in Chicago, and sponsored by Coyote Logistics and Townstone Financial. We'll have just 240 spots competing for the $10,000 WSOP seat and $5,000 more in final table prizes. Special prizes for knocking knocking out one of our celebrity bounties, too. Full buffet and premium open bar are included for our annual party that helps make sure kids with cancer can experience the simple joys of childhood. It's a great night for a great cause. Don't miss out. Sign up now. Go to onestepcamp.org or boersandbernstein.com. That's onestepcamp.org or boersandbernstein.com. Get your seat today.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978?
Spell.
Glacier.